All right, this is Centaur Views. My name is No Sense.
And this is Victoria.
This is a podcast where two Sagittarius people come together and give their opinionated views on cultural topics.
Disclaimer, you will be offended. Don't at me.
All right, this is Centaur Views. This is your boy, No Sense.
And your girl, Victoria.
Remember to like, share, subscribe. You can find us on the Apple Store, Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook, where you can be part of the discussions when we post our shows and, you know, have things that we don't actually end, and we can keep on going and talking about that.
Right?
Yeah, anything you want to add before we get in 2 cents?
Nah, let's go.
Well, we are recording this
mere moments,
not even an hour after the results have come in. Mr. Trump, Biden.
Not Biden.
So, what's your, like, initial thoughts going through right now?
I have done my best to not tap into the election. So I am indifferent because the amount of stress it comes along with. But I'm not surprised by the events that's taking place. I don't think that Trump is going to leave, like, immediately. I think he's going to take his precious time. And this is going to be entertaining. That's all. It's a lot.
Yeah, he's got his four walls. His what? Them six walls built around him. You know, I'm happy because I feel like we got a very divisive person out of the White House. Mm-hmm. And I still feel like it's kind of like, okay, we want a battle, but it's really not. We haven't won a war. Like, we have to make sure that
they
honor what they said. So it's really just, you know, it gives us a person to put our neck down on, because Trump didn't really have nothing for us. They told us that they were going to do things to help the black agenda. So it's up for us to keep our voices going, make sure they hear us. But I also think in reference to, like, the whole Kamala, like, in 2018, like, we was able to tell little black boys, like, look what you can be. You don't have to be a rapper, you know, athlete. Like, you can actually be a president. That's something that nobody ever did. And I think now and today, you can have that same conversation with little black girls.
1,000%.
And, I mean, not even with just the vice president, but you see the squad got their seats back. The things that Stacey Abrams did, even though she's not even in the seat right now. It just goes to show, like, that black girl magic is real. Like, you women can accomplish anything if you just put your mind to it. So, in lieu of the 2 cents, that's kind of what we pretty much have, like, on our minds, besides, of course, the topic of the show for now. So, we're going to give you a surprising spotlight instead of ignorant 2 cents. You'll get a very ignorant spotlight tonight.
For real. I also want to say that because I wasn't tapped into the election, I'm always honored to see the black women perform in such a way. Like, the organizations, the organizing, the making moves, making decisions, and being impactful in this election. It's on both sides, on both Republican and Democratic sides, whether I agree with the statements that some people make or not, just seeing them making moves and making changes and being a part of the conversation is very impactful to my life, and it's beautiful. That's what the credit I'm gonna give. I ain't fuck Biden and Trump.
I mean, like, for I me. Said, representation for me. Matters.
Yes, for me.
That's now that we got everybody represented, we need to have equity. That needs to be our next move.
Yeah. Yes. I think that's a great idea. I just reading about how the currency is dying. I think that though the elections are, they are part of our lives, like in our personal lives, that's where the work lies, and that's why I've been like tapped out of that, working on personal, making it small, but that's a very large stage, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not being personal right now. I got so much stuff going on. I have no real time to like be quiet and think about things.
It's a distraction. I like it. It's necessary.
Yeah, like I went up to Tashana and I said, okay, so I got the YouTube show now. I got the two podcasts.
See?
And work. And I got to try to make you happy in this relationship. I said, we need to break up.
It's a lot. That's why I refuse to dive into that. That was it. That's emotional. Here it is. What day is it? What's today?
Saturday.
It's Saturday. The election was Tuesday. This is stress on top of it. I can't.
And I saw a lot of people, they were saying, like, they were crying tears of joy. It's like, you don't know how much, it's like a breath. It's a lot of people, it's like we've been living in hell, especially for the past year. So it's like some type of relief. Like, you're just able to breathe and all that emotion's coming out. And it's not really tears of joy. It's just, it's more hope. Like,
for some people.
Yeah, like, you got to remember, like, a lot of people lost a lot of things this year. Not only jobs, but lives, you know, houses, stuff like that. So, it's to see something that is that we hopefully, you hope that can bring change, it is going to be very emotional. So, 1,000%. I just say let it out.
Find the outlet.
Yeah, like.
That's what I've been doing.
If you feel like you have to cry those tears, don't fight it. It's good to feel however you feel right now. Mm-hmm. And if you're angry, I will say this. Just kind of keep that to yourself right now. The climate is still just as much on edge, if not more.
I would encourage people to keep their anger to yourself. Just be safe. Everybody be safe.
Don't sit up there and call each other names and shit like that. We already, I mean, people strapped and ready to go.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Govern yourselves accordingly. Like, you ain't got work. If you're angry, be angry. But that ain't got nothing to do with nobody else.
All I know is, I can't see, so if you come fuck with me, I'm shooting everybody.
Bang, bang. Oh, goodness.
Hey, Victoria.
What?
Guess what?
Chicken butt.
I got a big ego. Oh. What's our show going to be about today?
Ego. I think it's fitting, especially the times that we're in right now. I think that a lot of people have a lot of egos, and ego has been driving this country mad, insane. And now, here we are. Like, in order for us to make significant change, like, a lot of healing has to be done. Because if you don't heal what has been done, we're not going very far. And I think this is an opportunity for us to really consider who we want to be in the future. What you say?
I agree. I mean, we had a very egotistical president.
Very.
So, of course, when you are fed that 24/7, that type of behavior is going to rub off on you.
Right.
And it's really, I mean, you can turn off the television news, but you're going to see it somewhere, somehow, on social media. It's going to be fed to you. So
right.
I think with that and just the trauma that we're going through, it's kind of like we're making ourselves bigger because we think that,
you know, God.
Yeah. And so I think ego, yeah, it definitely has a lot to do with how we view others and ourselves especially.
Yeah, you can see it in the way we hear music. It's in the music. It's on television. It's the celebrity. It's the, it's the need. It's the grind. It's the greed. I mean, that... going, keep going, and I can't sleep. All of that is like against nature, and nature, it doesn't have, and God doesn't have ego. It is. No, God does have ego. What am I talking about? I think the ego is very necessary. So,
just need to be checked from time to time.
Very much. So, one out, like, what do you define as ego? Because I want to know if, like, we're on the same page.
Ego, I mean, is, I think it's linked. I wouldn't say linked, related to your self-confidence. And I don't mean, like, if you are self-confidence, then you're going to have a big ego if you're less. I think it just very, like, it can affect if you're very, if you have a very small amount of self-confidence, your ego can portray you to be something bigger than what you are, just because you don't want to be looked at as that weak. As well as when you're bigger, your ego is, it can be that same, but it can be like, you know, like, you know your shit.
Yeah, it's like a knowing.
Like, it's like Kanye, he's at this very thin line of, I know that I'm great.
Right.
But now that I'm humble, and he, that's where he keeps jumping.
Right, back
and
forth.
I think if, okay, somebody like an Eminem, like, he's considered upper echelon.
Right.
But if you interview him, he's not bragging all the time.
So he's not braggadocious.
So it's like, he doesn't have the big ego that comes along with how good he is. You know what I'm saying?
And the celebrity, yeah.
So it's like, it can vary. Like, your ego could be very big, very small. And it like I said, I don't think it's linked. It's just related to how you project your confidence.
I agree. I have the same type of definition. It's just, it's your person. Kind of like your personality is like one of your three faces. I think it's the three faces.
With the, like, one you see, the one others, and the one you want others to see.
Yeah. So you have heard of it. Like, I just think it's one part of your personality where you get your work from. I think your ego is meant to protect you from, like, the flight or fight sense. Like, your ego, for me, has been the thing that, like, no, I'm not calling this nigga back. Like this to keep me from keep going back to something that's hurt me. So, I think that
and it is. I see it on men's side, too. Your ego will cause you to fight somebody. Even though your fight or flight is saying, I don't need to be in this situation.
Right.
But because people are around, or your girl is right there, you have that, I have to perceive it this way, or it's going to affect me in the long run.
Yeah, because I'm trying to protect the hurt part, the scared motherfucker. That's like, I've heard dudes say that. It's like, I was scared of shit, but I had to hit this nigga first and fast. So I could just go ahead and get this over with. Like, I heard people say that before. That's funny.
And I think, like, boxing is very, it's that balance. Because when you see them, like, before the fight, it's like, oh, I'm going to kill him, I'm going to da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. But then after the fight, it's like, the better man won. Like, it's like, what? Like that is a, I applaud, like, them being able to, because you can't. There's no way that you can sit there and be that aggressive towards somebody
and then
respect them, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Especially if you've been at war with them. And I think, like we're saying, like, with the election and stuff, people still have their egos. Even though the voting is done and everything, it's still that egos of, I'm not going to accept it, or we won, you know. It's we all Americans at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think that I agree with you on that, because that's the thing about our egos is telling us that, it's weird because our egos are telling us that we are better, and, like, what somebody else, their perspective is wrong. And they're wrong for having that type of perspective. How can they have that type of perspective when this and this and that? And that, I think that that's why I don't think that the ego, well, I don't think the ego is bad, because it's It just is, because it's not wrong for somebody to have a perspective from their standpoint. Like, that, even though it hurts me, it's not wrong for that person to have it. Mm-hmm. So, but we tell ourselves that it's wrong for us to have, or somebody else to have, that type of ego about their stance and their perspective. And I think, like, that has torn us apart. Like, if you take a moment and, like, stand back and see how divisive we are in spite of the victory, like, I think that we're going back to individualism. Like, where the time period for all of us to be together, and we come in the previous generations, you know what I'm saying? Like, they had movements. And I don't think that ours is, I think that it is a movement in a sense where you have half and half. But as far as, I still think there's a lot of people, there's many subdivisions in
the other half. Yeah, it's less of a community and more communities.
Yes, yes. That makes sense. Okay, that's where I was going with it. But, yeah. That's just my definition. Webster, my dictionary on my phone says the ego is the self, especially as contrasted with another self of the world. Self-esteem, the one of the three divisions of the psyche and psychoanalytical theory that serves as the organized conscious mediator between the person and the reality, especially by functioning both in the perception of an adaptation of reality compared to the id and the superego. Yeah, okay, so, like, I wanted to talk about this because I took, like, in Sagittarius, we read a little bit of information and we know a lot about the subject. So I wanted, like, I took one psychology class in high school. And I wanted to talk about ego because I know. You know how we do, right? So
I also know that you went back and
of course I've lived through prep for this.
And yeah, everything. I've lived through these things. Yeah, we never come into something ignorant.
Yeah, we might get a little bit of information, but the thing about us is that we take the little bit of information we know, and then we what's the word I'm looking for? We kind of apply it to all things, and we realize that everything is everything. Like.
But we also don't like being wrong, so we will research everything to make sure that what we say come out our mouth.
Hell yeah. That too. So in psychology, there's this person, like, this really famous, he's be the Beyonce of the psychology group, named Sigmund Freud.
Okay.
follow me. So Sigmund Freud had this idea of, there's three different parts of our personality. It's the id, which is the instinctual part of your who you are. Like, a baby will come out as straight id because all it knows is
scared of loud noises.
Hungry. I need to shit. I got gas. Like, baby don't care if you ain't had no sleep all day, that you've been up all night, you're in a whole bunch of pain, your partner is pissing you off, baby don't care about nothing. I'm hungry, feed me. That is the id part. And as an adult, sex, you get a sexual urge, no matter, like, men cheat all the time. It's like, oh, I'm gotta fuck, like, let me go. Women, the same thing. You go, and that's the part of your id. So the ego is the reality. And then there's the super ego, which is your morality. And you would think, like, in religion, it would be the angel, your higher self, your conscious, and then you got the devil will be the id. And then you will be the ego. That's kind of how it relates. Does that make... Everything is fucking everything. But, yeah, that's what those three faces, and like we said earlier about the three faces, like, every culture has their own id, ego, superego, when you think about it. Even in Christianity, you got the
So Tupac God. Is our super ego?
He can be. No, no, for real though. I'm thinking about it because you know how you have certain things that you especially with us with music, it's like a blueprint. Let me go listen to Dear Mama. That's the reason why I respect my mama, because Tupac told me that's your super ego. That's funny. Does that sound crazy?
No, I mean, a psychologist studied it, so can't be crazy.
No, because you know how some people, well, not us, but some people be like, that's too much. That's that don't even make sense, or I don't know. People are stupid. In the past, like, the ego, like I said, has protected me from, especially heartaches, or definitely heartaches. When I think about when my mom died, it was, like, the driving force, the reason why I didn't mourn, I didn't grieve for her for the first 5 fucking years. Nothing but ego. Like, I'm too strong. So we... dumb. I'm too strong to be weak. And, like, it has been, like, a detriment to... It's been protective and a detriment in my life. The fact that... I mean, I guess I agreed in my own timing, but it's still... It hurt. And that affected a lot of my relationships because I didn't agree. When you think about your ego being protective or destructive, like, what does that bring up for you?
I mean, like, it's weird. Like, I'm always, like, my ego will not allow me to, nobody's going to change my beliefs. And the only thing is facts. That's the only thing. If you can show me that blue is green, fine. We're going to call it green now. But it's like,
how is that affecting your relationships?
It does make things harder. It has made things harder in the past, like, really. Because it's like, no, like, I believe this is how it'll work. And it's like,
nigga,
you say this, and like, well, I can tell you 10 people who did it and it didn't work. Like, so it's like, because of the fact that experiences is not a fact-based thing. Mm-hmm. Experiences are just that, experiences. So because you can't prove an experience to me, it's harder for me to accept that. My ego won't take that.
We've got an argument behind that.
But I think, like,
hard discussions, I should say.
Like, growing up, though, especially with being in comedy, ego is, it's a one-man game. So ego is, you have to have that ego to get in front of these, everybody, a room full of people, and just feel vulnerable. It's, there's no second guessing who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to have this, like Kevin Hart, as small as he is, he's a giant on the stage because he has that ego about him. I mean, he is. He sits in the stool and his feet swing. I'm the same way. I understand. But it's like, you feel taller. Like, you feel, you know what I'm saying, 6-7 feet tall because you're commanding a room. When you have the power to do that, to make people feel, to make people see. Even with the poetry, when I remember, like, you know, remember Wisdom, you know, like, she was just like about to light up a smoke break. And I said my first bar and she was like, turned around and sat down in front of the row. So it's like, to be able to capture that, like, yeah, you have to have that ego on you.
Yes, goodness. Even to do this, I think we have to have ego. To think that somebody want to hear our thoughts.
Exactly.
Somebody want to listen to us. Listen to me, damn it. The ego. Hell, my name is Victoria the God. Like.
But I do, I mean, I do see where, like, especially with the Wildin' Out thing, Wild Out Columbia, being that, you're taking a bunch of egos. Mm-hmm. A bunch of guys who are all comedians, rappers, whatever they do, they're doing it by themselves. And then you make them as a team and you say, hey, in order to entertain people, you guys are going to have to go against each other, but work together at the same time. It's a very hard thing to do.
I can imagine.
And so it taught a lot of us to check our ego. Like, I've been doing comedy for 10 years now. Never had like a group of people that's like, you're working over here and you're happy for them, and then you're working, somebody's working over here, but then you guys can come here. Like, that's how me and Pudgy got to do the show. Like, it was, we both knew we got something great. Mm-hmm. Let's put it together. Like, we can feed off each other. So it just, it, when you are a part of teams like that, like, you know, with sports and stuff,
it's a constant.
Yeah, the one is not as great as the sum.
Right.
And so your ego, it does get checked as a young age if you participate in things like that. For me, I was into sports, but not like high school sports. Like, it didn't like take over my life. And even with drama, like, you have to work with a cast, a crew. So you might not have the starring role, but your role is just as integral to the thing. You have to understand that.
That sounds hard.
Sure.
Especially with the men. I can...
Yo, we had to have... We did The Outsiders, and everybody had to wear wife beaters. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just dudes, like, teenage hormone raging, like, trying to look like... Yeah. So, yeah, male ego is, whew, that is a fragile thing.
You don't say. I've never heard of that, Trey. Never. Oh, women's ego is gone. It's gone mad, though. I saw this post. I'm going to talk about this damn post by these grown-ass women lusting over a 17-year-old boy. Like, and the amount of ego you have to be that bold on Facebook.
To say, oh, the things I would do, like,
right, and after somebody come and check you, you still got the ego, but it's like so nonchalant, and that's fucking crazy. That's crazy. That's a child. If that had been a man, like, they would have arrested him. Like, people would getting him fired from his job, like posting shit like that. That is horrible. Men get their lives ruined all the time over ego, having ego that big. That was nothing but ego. I could not. I was so upset about that. I was so upset. Because I would have knocked a bitch head off. At this point in my life, don't do that. I don't know. For me, being a woman and just knowing that there's no other me out there, being a black woman at that, that's a lot of ego. That's a lot of weight. Like, I listen to Beyonce, Who Run the World, girls, like, you can't tell me that black women don't be winning. Like, that's ego.
But you see, like, that's the thing. Like, you guys have an ego, and, like, black women are not as united.
Oh no, not even
as the black male, but yet we still have that fragile ego, even though we be trying to build each other up, king.
Our ego is fragile as well. Our ego is fragile as well. At the same time, that's the crazy part about it, because we are very not together, on so many levels not together, and at the same time we making shit happen. That's a win on my. Like, imagine if we did band together. Like, we took over that motherfucking election. Mm-hmm. Black women took over that, like, alarmingly took over that election. And
Jamie Harrison should have wore a wig, and he would have had South Carolina. He had no facial hair anywhere.
The sad part about it is I think that that'd be true. No, I don't want Jamie Harrison to do that. Please don't do that. Please do not.
That's how Jamie got big. They thought that he was a woman. Jamie Foxx.
I know. And he's Sagittarius. So I'm like, I love Jamie.
That's why he picked Jamie, because people would let the women go so he would make sure he had a spot.
He should have grew out his hair. And stayed off the thing. stayed off the let the celebrities take over. I knew who was. What's we call it? When I see Viola Davis, I was like, Jamie Harris got Viola Davis.
Oh, Common text me and ask me.
What is the white guy that's always on those rom-coms? He was on Facebook going for Jamie Harris, and I was like, is this nigga serious? Like, y'all really trying to
Jamie
get...
put money, like, Jamie, his street team is incredible.
For real.
They are impeccable.
He tapped in.
They was bad boy in 1995.
I was like, oh my goodness. Yeah, he should have had some facial hair. We would have trusted him more. He would have got more folks. Men would have trusted him. He had a little facial hair.
Yeah, man law.
The little patch. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I don't know. Ego is a trip. It's a trip. It's been, for me, constantly having to check my ego. Just life will check your motherfucking ego. You be thinking that you on a, like, I remember when I was in my spiritual, that's how I started to grieve, honestly. I was on my spiritual peak, thinking I knew everything. I was like, oh, I'm over all the other shit I've been through. I don't feel it anymore. And life said, bitch, that ego got checked so fast. Oh, my goodness. Did not know nothing. And then you just... You have to ground your ego. For me, grounded by ego contains me checking myself. Like, no, I'm not right all the time. No, I mean, I've been wrong a whole lot of times. You need to apologize. Like, certain things that I just knew I didn't. And for me, I just think that all of us need to sit back and take an ego check. Trump. Take an ego. Like, ground your motherfucking ego. Biden, ground your ego.
I mean, we'll see in the next few months how
this is madness.
I'm saying, like, because we already know Trump's ego. We'll see how, if they do it with class, if the Democrats do it with class.
They should not. Why? But that's the whole point of Trump. Trump, for me, in my opinion, Trump is here to shake up the system so much so that everything that was not right will be corrected by all the people that are so holier than thou, the ones with the great egos that think that they know everything. Like, if they were not the same, my same perspective when Trump became president. If you know that they did it wrong the whole time and you know how to do better, then do better. Then do better. And I think that Trump has brought out everything that's wrong with the United States of America. Everything. Everything.
But that's the problem, is those egotistical people still think they right.
Exactly. But thing is, do it. And shut up about it. If you got the answers, do it. Don't worry about what nobody else doing. Shit. Oh, my goodness. For society, we already, discussed that. I didn't add this as a talking point, but what do you think about, pride and ego? Like, what's the difference between, or is there a difference, in your opinion?
I don't think so. No, it is. I think you can still swallow your pride and still have a big ego.
I think so too.
I think that's what Kanye does. Is
yes.
He'll get kind of okay. But so what, you still don't have the answers. Like, you didn't tell me this, but I'm okay. It's your show. I respect you. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you can do that, and it's kind of like not accepting defeat, but saying, okay, you're giving me something to take back. Mm-hmm. But you can still, just like a man can react to different situations and you look at him differently. You know, if a man gets out and he gets into a fight and he wins, okay, well, he's a big, strong man. Mm-hmm. But then that's the guy that is so smooth and he, you know, he swallowed his pride, didn't go there and alleviated the situation. You look at him like, okay, he did handle the situation. So it's the same ego, but one just had more pride in it.
Yeah, I agree. I think that also, like, if you have pride and ego, like, you damage, right? Like, you about to
Yeah, you about to make bad decisions.
very bad decisions. Like, nothing happens great with pride and ego.
And that's one of the reasons I don't like gay people to use pride.
Yeah.
Because it just.
But isn't it fitting though?
But I mean, because I think they get it as it's like proud, but it's not. It's not. Pride is the different thing than pride.
Yeah.
And I to me, it just seems
They're
like.
using it like it's pride is the past tense. Or the future, the past tense.
But I mean, and you think pride is pretty much one
Oh,
of the seven
proud.
sins.
You could be proud.
Yeah, without that pride. And it's like, I
Proud and
think,
pride are not the same.
yeah, so I think associating themselves with that word is damaging, just because of the connotation of, like I said, it's one of the seven sins. So, but yeah, I think
I think
that's the thing. You can swallow your pride. You can't swallow your ego.
in addition to people not believing that being gay is a natural, or these are other people's, this is just my observation of other people's perspective. You can, not only do they not, they disagree against being gay is unnatural or natural, the amount of pride that they are forcing, they believe they are forcing people to accept their type of lifestyle.
Yeah.
So, and that is a, that's a horrible thing, I think, because I don't think that everybody should just accept, even with black people, I don't think you can not accept me, just don't take access that I can't, like, I should be able to still have that same, you should have your right to not like me,
But I should
but
have my rights just
to
as well
actually,
to do what you do.
right, to get the same loans you do, to have the same privilege you do. Like, I don't give a fuck if you like me, but don't hold me back.
Yeah, and I think that's what that's one of the biggest thing like that I get is like when people say, well, the Democrats are for abortion, and it's like, no, somebody's saying that they're pro-life meaning they're for the person to make their own decisions. And it's like that's the thing is by me saying you have to have this baby, that's my pride saying that
You have to
you have to
actually
do what I
say,
say, what I
right.
believe. Your life has to go by saying you have a pro-choice, meaning I don't agree with you, but I do honor the fact that you have the same right to do whatever you need to want to do with your body.
Yeah, I'm pro mind my business.
Exactly. And
Like, yeah, I don't think that that's a choice that I can make for myself. At the same time, I ain't got nothing to get. That ain't my business. Somebody else do something. They buy it. That's just my thing. Mind your business.
pride won't let somebody do it. It
Yeah,
won't
so
let
it's
somebody
not.
do it.
I agree with you on that sense, because if you have white pride, that's not good. Like, and you're saying that you have gay pride, to me, in my head, in my conscious head, like, logical mind, it's like that's the same type
Yeah,
of
like
thing.
I'm forcing you to love me. You know what I'm saying? It's
To
like I
accept
don't
that I
have,
suck
yeah.
dick and I'm a man. Are you gay? Like, or I want to detach my. I'm not even giving you that. I'm not. But that to me, I agree with you. Like, don't. That should be another. Another sentence. Just like if we use nigga, like nigger, like there's history that says that nigger comes from like another, from black people. So it's not even, that's different. Pride means being, pride gonna go before the fall. Isn't that what the Bible verse is? Hey, go fit. But I think that when we have ego and pride, you see bullshit that's happening now. In today, in the election, that's pride and ego. It's a bad combination.
Yeah, because pride, Trump could easily say, okay, I admit I see defeat,
Easy.
but I feel like I still did a great job. You still have your ego, you lost some of your pride.
Right.
But he's so prideful that I won. No. Okay. Now we have to go through this
So even with Freud has said that your ego is your reality. So that's in a sense that in his head, that's his reality that he won.
Yes.
That's crazy. In his reality, he won, and he was the one. He was the best president up to this far. That's why you can't argue with that.
The least racist person.
He's the least in the room
that he knew nobody in.
In the room. In the room. Somebody equated what's going on in America online as being like getting a pimple pop. Like we in the like they're trying to get to the root and. Trying to get that little white, that little seed to pop out. We ain't got the seed fully popped out. It ain't, shit ain't really hit the fan yet. Like, we got time. Like, hold my beer. That's funny. Oh, I think we're going to move on. It says, ways to recognize you're moving in your ego. Like, how do you know when you're moving in your ego versus your super ego, like your higher self?
I think one is when you get aggressive.
Yes.
And I don't mean negative in a negative way. But I mean, it can be like in an argument where it's like somebody said, oh, it hit that ego. Now I'm going to raise my voice. But I think like even if you get that high where you're a comedian, like going on stage or whatever you do, and that first line hit, everything else is powerful because you know you got them. So you get to that ego. Or if you go to work and, you know, you in sales and you just, like, when you start to feel, like, I got this. I'm about to make this deal. Like, it's just your ego kicking because what you were working for, you're actually doing at that point. Mm-hmm. And so how you view yourself as being that good, you're just that good. So I think, yeah, you... That's when you meet your ego, like your super ego. That might be like if you give somebody an orgasm.
I can't.
Because now I'm controlling somebody else.
Your super ego is your morality. The one is your right and wrong sensor. Your moral compass.
Oh, I forgot.
It's super.
But I mean, you think about it, that's how just like
oh, that's funny.
With he got a big ego, the song.
Yes.
It was about that. Like he got a big ego because he's able to satisfy her.
Right.
So your ego is not only my ego is big because I'm controlling how somebody else's feel.
The quadruple entendres that song has, like the ego on top of ego. That song is, yes, I love that song. Damn. I think for me, when you know your ego, there's assuredness. Like you said earlier, that just annoying.
Yeah.
Like when you know, it's like you in your ego. Even when you think about it, the super ego is a part of the ego. So that's why I don't think it's right. It's right or wrong because it is. God is the ego. God is like the ultimate ego. That's the crazy part. Yeah, I think it's when you have that sureness. Because I remember talking to somebody, and they were like, motherfuckers don't know who I am. Like, I don't need this. I don't need that. And I was like, yo, your ego is so big.
I mean, you see,
right now.
Ego is expressed in so many films.
Yes.
I mean, you think about, like, Fast and Furious, when, like, they did the first race with Paul Walker, and he knew he hit that gear. And his, like, it showed it in his face. Even freaking Willy Wonka, when Charlie finally realized, like, shit, this is mine. Like, when they get that point, when that person wins or they find that weak spot to the climax of it, that's when ego hits. Mm-hmm. When everything is just, you feel it and it's going to come out right. Like, you at that finish line. Like, you at the end of the race, but you already know that you're going across it.
Most definitely. Like I said, I think it's annoying. Like, you just know that you the shit. That's confidence. I think ego, that's when you know it. Like, if you, like, I remember that conversation was like, I don't have ego. It's like, yes, everybody has ego. When you know that you won or you number one, I think that's when you are in your ego. That's when you have that confidence, the assuredness that you the shit.
Yeah, because I mean, just like whenever that kind of bruised my ego, because you didn't accomplish that,
right?
So okay, well maybe I'm not what I said I am,
right?
And so you have to go back and say, okay, yeah, I did that, you know. And so yeah, it definitely is you getting you actually doing that point that you see yourself as.
Social media makes your ego even more large because you have this persona, or a lot of people have this persona of who they are on social media, and it's a protective measure to prevent people to get to know who you are. Mm-hmm. Like if you rather sit there and text, like that's me, want to sit there and text all day sometimes, I don't have to actually, you don't have to hear the nuances in my voice. You don't have to, like, if I'm not okay, I'll text you. Yeah. I'm good, but I ain't good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you can't hear that in the voice. And I think
it feeds into it as well.
Most definitely.
I mean, think about it. Facebook reminds you of everybody's birthday, and you might not even know these people, but you sitting there. So I may have 3 real friends, mm-hmm. but I got 800 happy birthdays on my wall, so I feel like I'm bigger
than what the fuck I am. That's me with 3 friends.
But see, that's why I always feel like it's special to, if it's somebody that you're close to call them instead of just putting it on Facebook. It's less personal, but I do see how people, it's just they want that too. You know,
you go on live, you got nobody cares that you sitting at your homeboy house smoking a blunt. Like, nobody, we have so many damn apps that to feed our ego. We have Twitter.
You never post a regular selfie. You always gonna post the best. So
the best.
Yeah. Big girl's gonna post their face. It's dudes with messed up mouth going, they gonna be kind of
niggas with the I've seen somebody that I thought was tall on Facebook. A dude, I thought he was really tall.
And well, he took the picture from low.
He hit the angles in all his pictures, and I saw him in real life, and I was like, that cannot be that person. I thought he looked tall. He never stood by nobody. No other men in his pictures, and they were always away. He did have people take pictures away, but catfish the fuck out of my eyes. I was like, bro, the ego is a trip. Dang. Snapchat, OnlyFans, like I made an OnlyFans. That ain't nothing but ego that I thought that somebody was gonna see my little sausages.
I mean, you got to have a big ego for that type of stuff. Because everything, I mean, everybody ain't built to like, somebody going to be better to somebody.
Somebody's going to be better. I told you the people call me a 5 on the day go, oh, on a comment.
Dang.
It was like 5, closer to a 3. I was like, oh. Ooh. No, he said closer to ugly. That's exactly what his exact words. And I was like, yo, you can't fuck with my ego, bro. I recognize what this is. You say, fuck, where you go? You project it. Your ass is ugly. Like, if somebody is not attracted to you, you ain't gonna sit there and call them ugly. Unless they're really ugly. And I ain't ugly. That's not my ego. I ain't ugly. My son called me ugly, and I was like, baby, one thing, I'm a lot of things, but ugly ain't it. Let me tell you. And I don't make ugly children. My kids are beautiful when they were born. You know how some people's kids
your be kids be cracking me up.
They're me. Like, they have no fucking sense. But, you know, some people kids be looking like aliens. My baby is too beautiful. It did not look like aliens. They came out exactly how they look now. Exactly. Their face changed sort of, but they look... that's ego. I wrote a poem the other day about that shit, too. Ego. I'm going to recite it. It's like, no, I'm not, because I can't find it. I don't even know where it's at. I have so many notebooks, apps that I write notes on. voice recording.
I do the when I do the voice, I do the voice to text, so I still save it as a.
I'm disorganized. I have everything everywhere. That's what we put in this book.
The only thing is, sometimes you want to write the way you talk.
Yeah.
And you can't say nigga.
No, my
ninja.
Phone. No, my phone knows me. That's the crazy part. My phone doesn't know my name because I have to actually type out my whole name every time I type it for predict the text. But it knows fuck. It knows nigga. I tried to text my sister, side note, I tried to text my sister that my son wanted Duck Donuts for his birthday.
He said, fuck donuts.
Fuck donuts. Is that a fuck you turn? That's crazy.
Like, you don't never want to say duck.
Duck? But I got to type out my name every time I type. That's crazy. Even my text know what I say fuck all the time. Oh, that's funny. We're going to move along. We just got all the way off topic. Oh, no. I think that's really... We did go over how to ground your ego. How do you... Do you think you can eliminate... I don't think you can eliminate your ego. Do you think so?
Nah. I don't... I think you can learn how to react.
Check it.
But I don't think you can eliminate it. There's no way... There's no way you can make yourself see reality. You're never going to have... You're either going to see yourself for worse than you are or better than you are. You're never going to actually see yourself for who you are.
Damn. Shit. I didn't think of it like that. But you ain't never going to see yourself for who you are.
You'll never be able to see yourself out of body. Because a mirror, everything is reversed.
Very
so true. You're never going to see yourself how other people see you, for one. But
that's why that shit ain't your business. That's why your shit ain't your business. Honestly, how you think of me is not my... Same with that comment. How you think of me is none of my business. I don't live in your head, so the way you see me is absolutely nothing to do with me. I am gorgeous, motherfucker.
And so you have to, like, you're going to build yourself up based on what you see and project. True. But... It won't be.
Like,
it's going to be based on your self confidence, and you. Nobody's going to sit there and say, "Oh, I just see me." No,
right.
You're going to see either something that, if you have a low self esteem, is worse than what you see, or you're going to see something higher.
Yeah.
And so it's just a matter of fact of when you see that higher or that lower, you want to check yourself. Like if it's high, make sure that pride don't come out.
Mm.
Make sure I'm right in what I'm doing or what I'm saying. If it's low, you have that confidence. Like, do this because you are worth it. You are a human being.
Right.
You deserve this. So it's just a matter of curtailing it, really, of controlling how you react to the ego.
That's a good point. I didn't think of it like you would never see yourself. Wow. I had to write that down. I really do. I'll give you credit. I always do. That's the truth. That is the reason why it's not your business. But a lot of people struggle with that, though. Because I talk to people and they're like, they're really concerned about what someone else thinks. Like, I do care about what other people think about me and perceive me. And I guess that's why I get emotional when I do have people that are around me that actually see me. It's like, oh, you see the same person that I see? That's... Wow, that's amazing. But a lot of people, like, I've talked to a good many people, some people don't have that around, and that's sad. That's really sad. That's really sad. But yeah, I don't think that you can eliminate your ego is because you need it. Because you, like, the knowing, you have to know. Like, or that's when you have the reverse. It's like the self-worth of you, your value system. It protects you from balling up in a small little ball and dying and wilting away.
And I mean, because the ego is the same thing. Is even if, you know, I just feel like that men use me. When you get used, that's feeding into your ego because that's what you feel.
Mm.
So when you do get men to just have sex with you, you're saying, yep, this is all I'm worth.
Oh, wow, that's deep.
So it's a negative ego, but it's an ego in the same.
Right.
And so, it, like I said, it's related to the confidence. So you, once somebody shows you, okay, this is what I feel your worth is, then your ego may come up and then you say, well, I don't need to give my body to a man for him to love me. To every man, da, da, da.
Right.
You know, it's worth this. Then your ego starts to look at, oh, he don't have this, this, and this.
Mm.
So it's the ego is going to do, is it can impact you negatively or positively. It's just a large scale of how you have to check it, where you have to check it.
I think you always constantly have to check it. That's a fine line. You have to, ego comes, I think it comes with humility too. You have to, in order to have the balance, because you could know who you are and still, like, I used to be like, I'm everything and nothing at the same time. People like, don't say you're nothing. I was like, but I am. Like, in the grand scheme of things, I'm just a flip. Like, that's it. And that's peaceful to know, actually, because it's who wants to own all the world's problems? It's just too much. Like, so that's a great deal of responsibility. Any, like, last thoughts or words? Because that's all I have for today.
Nah, I think we pretty much, we kind of delved in the ego. I don't think we're going to change a lot right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to let everybody ego kind of...
People need to ground their ego by, you're not right. Even if you 1,000% feel like you're right, you're not right.
Yeah, I think in the next 6 months with a president who's not that all over the TV,
mm-hmm.
we'll start to get back to... Because like I said... It doesn't affect, the presidency does not affect the normal average American.
Did it when Trump?
Not really.
It really did.
I mean, no. It's all about our local government, which is what we always say.
As far as media goes, it did. But
exactly, but I think
that's
with,
not real life. Well, no, that is real life.
with a president now who is a politician, it's not going to be as... You got to go out and do this and do that and da da da. So people are, it's not going to be constant anymore. And the, hopefully the anger will die down and you understand that, yeah, we really living in the same place we were living at. Mm. May not have masks anymore, but.
Hopefully. Shit. My sister just told me that her job, people in her job, two people in her job got COVID this past week.
Yeah, I heard a few people, a couple friends got it. Shit's still real.
Very much so.
So when you out there causing anarchy, mask up.
Peace. Wait, no. I don't want to... Hold on. I did have a point. No, I wanted to talk... even if you are in your ego, like, make sure you have... The humility part is the most important part to remember. To have humility. Yes, you may be the shit, but there's somebody out there that's the biggest shit. Just take your time and go outside while it's still warm. Go outside.
Where?
Here.
Okay.
Just walk outside. Get some fresh air.
I'm just saying, we might have a listener in like New York or something.
Go outside anyway. You should be, that's just, you live there. You should be okay. Used to the cold. All
right, let's get to this spotlight though.
For real.
All right, so we're gonna go right over the top five this week. We was kind of thinking of like top five egotistical things you can do, but we don't want to give anybody any ideas, so we're just gonna skip over that. We got a special top five that we're gonna start next year. That we're very excited. We're going to have a couple of returning guests with the quarantine crew, what we call them.
The quarantine crew.
But we'll go ahead into the spotlight now. Is since we're not doing a Sag this spotlight,
This is all ego.
This, we have to go with the discussion. He quantifies ego.
He was on the remix.
Exactly. He was on the remix of Got a Big Ego, and he is very relevant to this whole conversation, both the 2 cents.
Mr. Kanye Omar West come to the front of the congregation. It's like, that's Charlamagne's little thing. But Kanye's ego, I love Kanye because of his ego. Like, that's one thing I admire about Gemini's period is that their ego. Because when they mean that shit, they mean that shit. And that's what Trump, that's what I like about Trump too. That when he means that shit, he mean that shit. Even if he ain't all the way right, he mean it though. But Kanye has always been the type of man or artist that has gone against what everyone says and done exactly what he wanted to do. Whether he's right, wrong, or indifferent, he was gonna feed his ego, he feeds his ego and he gets himself done.
I mean, have you heard a story about when he recorded the song with Jamie Foxx in Jamie Foxx studio? It told Jamie Foxx, don't sing it like that. Yeah, like he was just like, he said he, like his tune when he said, you want some Marvin Gaye? Some, he like, no, don't sing it like that. Sing it like this. And he's like, what? You telling me how to sing?
I think I have heard Jamie.
And then he said he heard the song and he was like, wow. But it's just like, dude, you don't know. You're just a kid with a backpack.
You look at Kim. Kim, right, because it's like, when she got robbed, I didn't know that, like, I was watching her with David Letterman, and she was like, the night that she got robbed, she had, Kanye had got off his tour and with him and Jay-Z and flown to Paris because he didn't like her fucking outfit. wait, what? Like, Kanye has always been... I have a video that I have on my Instagram. Like, I love the video. He was like, I was taught that I could do anything. Like, and I was, so that's the reason why he feels like he could do everything. And for him to go and say that he was going to run for presidency halfway through
the election year
and still get 50,000 votes, I'm with it, Kanye.
Kanye said, I'm voting for the person that I trust, myself.
The only one he trusts. I feel you, Kanye. The ego is, I'm here for it. It's been to his detriment.
And not even know how to do it. Just do it. Just, I'm announcing my candidacy.
Like this, I'm going on campaign trail.
Oh, I need signatures? Okay, can we get some?
Yes.
He didn't know what he needed to do, but he made it.
I'm here for it. Kanye said he was a billionaire and they tried to swipe him off. And what Kanye did? Get his $1 billion. Yes, Kanye. I'm here for it. I am here.
You call yourself Jesus. You.
I told you, I'm Victoria to God. I can relate. This is why I like Kanye. Yes, he has his shit. He needs to go get some help. Yes, all of that. At the same time, that brother is... I think if people can take the emotion, that's why I've taken the emotion out of the election. If you can take the emotion out of the election or taking the emotion out of Kanye and his antics and see somebody that actually believes in themselves and goes after what they believe in despite being told no.
I mean, the dude was a rapper and he says, I want to be known as the Disney.
He's lofty.
I mean, exactly. Like, that is a goal that you, as a black man that's not even barely just getting into middle age, to say, that's how I'm going to be remembered. Like, you got to know that you did shit. Like, there's no negative bone in your body.
He took our whole, look, we have a show called Sentai Views, and we nothing but Sentai and we're talking about this damn Gemini. Like, nothing but ego. I love it. I'm here for it. Kanye has his shit. I'm not taking away from none of the shit that he got going on, but as far as I can admire the, because to have for a black man that suffers from mental health issues to have that amount of confidence in himself is still beautiful.
for me. That's why I said I connect. Being that he has the mental illness, one, but that he has a black man, it's like, no matter what, like, I'm not going to vote him in the White House, but I want to see him win. Like, I don't want Kanye to be some destitute person and we go and, what's that, the... Unsung, we watched the episode of Unsung where he, you know, we remembering who he was.
Like, said, I don't want that. The shades, or you kill Malcolm, I'd rather him be confident in his shit than dead.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's like we said, ego can, it can take you places, man.
And I'm not, and I don't want anybody to say that I'm not acknowledging the negative aspects of that very large ego that that man has.
But you can't deny success either.
You cannot deny it. We're gonna praise the brother. He our brother.
Indeed.
Believe in yourselves. Dream. Try. Do good.
Don't you mean do well?
No, I mean do good. Do good.